R2 Sense.
With Oscar.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. Welcome if you're new to R2 Sense. R2 Sense, WOscar.com, R2 Sense, and all social media. Thank you for all your support. Please hit the subscribe button. It's free to you and it means the world to me. Leave a comment for the algorithm. It helps keep things moving along. And if you didn't know, now you know, because we need the comments for the purpose of, what's the purpose? Of moving things along. Welcome back to R2 Sense once again. Happy National Day of January 16th. But before we get into that, Buzzsprout, let's get your podcast launched. Today is a great day to start your own podcast. Whether you're looking for a new marketing channel, have a message you want to share with the world, or I don't know, you probably think it's a good option for you to share your message with the world. Podcasting isn't hard when you have the right team, and the team of Buzzsprout is passionate about helping you succeed. Podcasting is one of the forms that you can get your message out to the world. Let's create it together. With Buzzsprout on your side, podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners, and the team of Buzzsprout is passionate about helping you succeed. Join over hundreds of thousands of podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world. Let's create something together. Following the link in the show notes, let Buzzsprout know that I sent you. There ain't no we. Well, Buzzsprout, it's still there. I guess there is we. Get you a $20 credit if you sign up for a paid plan. And most important, helps support the show. Welcome back to R2 Sense. Let us celebrate the nationalities of January 16th. That was a little too loud. I apologize. On January 16th, we celebrate National Fig Newton Day. On January 16th, as I said, I'm pretty sure you all don't really give a crap of what the fuck, where it came from. You just want to know what day you want to celebrate today. And let me tell you, today you are celebrating National Fig Newton Day. Also, this is for the losers out there. National Religion Freedom Day. Sure, if you want to be a loser, you want to be religious. I'm not religious. I might be a little spiritual. But in no way, shape, or form, I'm religious. So, that said, happy National Religious Freedom Day. Because of today, we have the freedom to choose that we don't want to partake in such a loser. I don't even know what to call it. Moving on, National Nothing Day. That is exactly what we're celebrating today as a religious freedom day. We also celebrate what it means. It means absolutely nothing. Sure, to some people, it gives them purpose. Sure, to some people, it gives them the ability to become a better person. But let me tell you something. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. But if you need religion to be a good person, I hate to tell you, you are a piece of garbage. Happy National Without Scalpel Day. Whatever that means to you, celebrate that shit, because I don't know what it means, but I want to find out. Each year, National Without a Scalpel Day, January 16th, recognized the opportunity to treat disease without a scalpel. On this day in 1964, pioneers of physician Charles Dotter performed the first angioplasty The groundbreaking procedure to open a blockade blood vessel took place in Portland, Oregon. Not did the angioplasty allow the patients to avoid leg amputation surgery, but she left the hospital days later on with only a Band-Aid. Ladies and gentlemen, what this means is that we can now be as robust, as big, as fat as we want. Because there is a solution. From 1964 and on, you don't have to lose your leg any longer. If you have whatever the dangerous type of diabetes is, if you have that, let me tell you, you don't need to worry about it no more. Because today we are celebrating the National Interventional Initiative Day. That means National Without a Scalpel Day. That means your blood vessels cannot get clogged any longer because there is a way to reopen them back up. So be happy, be free, be fat. Maybe. Happy National Hot and Spicy Food Day. Now, if you're a masochist, this is your day. I am a masochist. I like a little slap here and there. But most importantly, I like a little spicy on my food. Who doesn't? Love spicy food. Anyways, happy National Hot and Spicy Food Day. And anything else hot and spicy, especially food. And most importantly, happy National Martin Luther Jr. Day. Is it King? I don't know, but it's one of the Martin Luther Jr. And with all due respect, happy National Day to Martin Luther King. We celebrate, I think, the birth, right? Is it the birth? I'm not sure. Martin Luther King Jr. Day honors the American clergyman, activist, civil rights, November movement leader, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., born in January 15, 1929, all the way up to April 4th, 1968. So it's just celebrating his remembrance. Happy National Martin Luther King Day on the third Monday of every January. Let's celebrate by not being dicks to every single one of us. Let's be nice together. Happy National Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Anyways, now that we've celebrated the important day, the important celebrations of today, let me say this. For the first time in a long time, it's been forever, actually. Once you become a parent, at least in the way I saw things in the past, now I'm seeing the rainbow. I'm seeing everything a little clearer. I'm understanding things a little better. And also, well, first of all, let's back up a bit. We are celebrating and we are as happy as we can be. Why? Because things are about to change. I wasn't going to acknowledge it, but we are going to acknowledge it right in the middle of the episode, where it's most important to acknowledge this kind of things. If you have not noticed, we are on our way to becoming a profitable place where a lot of people are going to be able to invest their money with us. Here are our 2 cents, WOSCAR.com from Raxo Studios. We are here to tell you that pretty soon you will be able to invest in our operations. Anyways, nobody's going to be able to invest in the operations, at least not for the foreseen near future. Maybe in the future. Well, we are going to make a request, but before we do, it was an exciting weekend for me. It had been a long time coming since I've been wanting to attend to a comedy show. Only because I've indulged so much into comedy in the last couple of years that it's starting to become something that I want to indulge more in. I want to consume more of it, but mainly live action, not the thing that you go, how should we say? We want live action. That's what I'm trying to say. And that's what we're going to attend. Only live performances. So I was exciting. I was, I only us once. Oh, I know what that is. Those are my notes. I forgot what that fuck that was because I forgot to write the correct wording. But anyways, I went to my first comedy stand-up. So I get a headliner, Patrick Aguirre. Funny dude. There's a joke in there where he's explaining that why I'm definitely doing a bad disservice to his joke, but somewhere along the lines that women always enjoy asking men when they're in a relationship with a dude, asking like, "Do you think about me when you masturbate?" And you know, the joke goes along the lines of him saying, "Yeah, I think about you when I masturbate. I think about you walking in me when I'm masturbating. That's what I think about." Like I said, I'm not. That wasn't a good joke. Keep it down. Dude, what's this one? That's what I was supposed to say after the joke, but there wasn't a good joke from my end. But yeah, he, funny dude. Obviously, like I said, I've never seen anything other than whatever is popular online. But people like that, I guess, you know, they're out there. These people are geniuses. They're funny as hell. They can make a good 2 hours fly by like it was 20 minutes. It'll leave you wanting more comedy. But it was fun. I realized what I need is attending this event that I attended for and just paying attention to every single aspect of it, like what's going on, who's doing what. And I attend this type of event, and now I'm there, I'm thinking of the event differently than when I used to in the back. Whoa, where's my mind going? Anyways, where's my mind going, right? When I attend events now is just like, what are they doing that I could probably implement in my life or in my things that I'm working on for them to be successful? Because obviously these people are successful. They're having people come and spend their Friday afternoon there just sitting there and just listening to them talk their bullshit. But yeah. So I realized, yeah, that I do need to, what I realized is, I guess what I'm trying to say is that I realized that what I need is more exposure, but also this requires a lot of help, and I can work on it by myself all I want. But if I don't have the input of other individuals with the same similar goals or at least similar ideas, then it's not going to happen, because there's many parts that that need to be taken care of as you're trying to do everything, as you're trying to manage everything, and you can't be everywhere at once. You can't do five things at once. It becomes really overwhelming. You could probably do it for like 1 or 2 months, maybe at the most. That's just overreaching. But anything besides that, it's probably not attainable because by yourself. Because eventually you are going to need help. And that's where I think I am today. I think I'm at the point where I'm actually going to need help soon. And it's hard to find good help. It's hard to find good help because if both of you are not in the same line of getting better at things or learning new things, it's not going to happen. It already happened to me once. But you see, things keep moving along. I keep getting better at this. And eventually we'll be really good at this, where the people that have either ignored my requests or just said no to me because they think it's not worth it right now to them, this is what I say to you. That's what I say to these people. I laugh on your face. I will laugh on your face. Because I only ask once. When I want something, I come and I ask once. Nicely. And with perfect direction. I never beat around the bush when I want something. It's always... how do I put this? It's always just the right instructions of exactly what I need or what I want or what it, I can provide. But if you come to me and act like, yeah, you're really interested, but in reality, you're not because you blew me off. Not like that, but you did. Then you best believe that I'm not going to ask again. And I've already asked twice, maybe three times. Well, twice. And the response for the first time was really belated. Really. And you know what? And I understand that because I do that sometimes. I belay my answers sometimes because I'm busy and I forget. But other times because, you know, I'm really not interested. Even if I seemed interested at first. Or maybe I came across some other information that's probably, how should we put this? That's probably made me change my request that I've offered. Yeah, that's pretty much it. And once I've asked, and like I said, you pretend to be interested and then you're like, oh, yeah, let me come back to you. I'll talk to you in a minute. And I stare there waiting for like 15 minutes like a jackass. Well, guess what? I'm willing to look like a dumbass. I am. But only for so long. I will only look like a dumbass for 15 minutes. And then I will learn my lesson. Why? Because it cannot be any louder and clearer than what you were at the time. So therefore, I am going to keep investing my time into that certain event. I am. But this time, it's only for my improvement and my bettering myself. And when the success comes and you decide you want to partake in my activity, I'm sorry, I'm busy. That's an answer that a lot of people are going to get. So I like to give a suggestion. If, I don't know, you probably received a message from me asking, hey, I found you on TikTok. You're pretty interesting. I like what you're doing. You want to have a conversation with me on my podcast? I'm trying to work on this, you know, trying to get better at this. Beep, whoop, de whoop, and this and that. When I come and do that, I'm telling you, you better take it. Because there will come a time where those messages, well, other messages I'd probably be worried about, but those messages, well, you know what? You fucked up. That message, if the message was sent over 3 months and that's when I get a reply, no, that's way too much. I'm being too nice. If that message was longer than a week, I will assume that you're only responding because, oh, I'm going to answer this message because I don't have nothing else to do. And that is why I will not answer that, because it will come to the point where you're like, oh, I don't have anything else. But if you've been in my podcast and I've messaged you and, you know, we've left in good terms and I've told you, hey, man, you got an open invitation. And you never called me or messaged me back, I might let you back in. Only because you've been cool to me and gave me a conversation when you knew I needed it the most. And that reveals the true colors. No. But yes, that being said, it's mainly specifically about a subject. A tiny subject. It's not that big of a matter any longer. Because I was really upset when I stood there like a dumbass for like 15, 20 minutes. I was really upset. I came home. I almost slapped people as I was walking the door. I almost did as I was walking people. Wait. Not walking people. I almost slapped people as I was walking in the door because that's how upset I was. I was not a happy camper. My time there was ruined by a mere small conversation that I couldn't attain. There are so many messages that I've sent to people offering to help, offering to learn together. And guess what? All I get is, are you serious? Well, no, I'm not serious. I'm Oscar. But yes, I want to help people. And I've tried every single avenue, whether it's NSFW Avenue, whether it's a comedy avenue, whether it's just content creating online avenue, I get the same answers. And that's okay. It really takes, how do we say this? It really takes me off of my game a lot. It really does at the time. But when I stop and think about it and I start talking shit about it, it just goes away. It makes me feel better. It does. It really does. Like right now, I had to bring this up in this because this is the only way I vent. And you, thank you for listening to the traumatic events that happened to me on my weekly basis, because other conversations with other more interesting people than I am. They are very interesting individuals. We're working on another one that we've had in the past. The gentleman, Jesus Christ. I forgot the name. The paralysis. The thing that turns plastic into fuel. Jesus. Couldn't even remember. But that's how good I am at remembering things. Anyways. But like I said, I only ask for things once. And this time, we are here to ask. Okay, so let's back up. First of all, we know, everybody knows that George Soros is the one that funds the hard left and the hard right. And he also funds some local news media. And I've been thinking about it really, really hard. I have been. And I think I'm ready to ask George Soros for some funding. Hear me out. George Soros, hear me out. I'm here to ask for funding. And I will tell all this heathens, all this peasants, I will tell them whatever you need me to say. But first, you have to fund me. I am willing to tell all the peasants what you want them to hear. I am willing to say having a lot of money is the greatest thing that could happen to anybody. And I'm willing to make them fight over crumbs. I am. So if George Soros would fund my organization that I got going on, then I will tell every single one of you what George Soros wants you guys to hear. Because obviously he's the man with the money, and he is very, very smart, hence all the money. So therefore, I am here to offer my services to George Soros to get funding for this project of R2Cents with Oscar. On all social medias, R2Cents. George Soros, we need funding for R2Cents. We need fundings to complete the goal that we set out to do this year. At the beginning of the year, our New Year's resolution, which was quit my goddamn job. Get me out of that job and you will have me telling all the peasants out in the world George Soros only wants what's best for America. And what's best for America is us being the powerful nation that we are. Let's create something with George Soros. Fund me. Anyways, we're asking for funding because we're in a hurry to meet our goal. I want more creativity in my mind. I want less work in my head. Well, my mind too. Same shit. But, you know, less and more. More is less. So, we want freedom like the goddamn Americans we are. And if you come tell me, but Oscar, you weren't born in the USA. Well, guess what? Shut your mouth. I, too, am American. And there's nothing you can do or say about it. Or say that will change anything about it. Damn, I fucking erased a whole sentence of what I wanted to say right there. But yes. So, funding is needed because we need to complete our goal for the year. And the earlier we complete it, the earlier we have a chance to start to embark on a new goal. So what do you say, George Soros? R2SenseWOscar.com. Hit up all the contacts there. You know where to find me. Funding is the answer to get all the heathens to listen. And that way, you won't have any pushback in the world. Well, I wouldn't say any, but I would say less pushback in the world. And you will be able to put your money in any government office that you want and that you need them to do everything for you. That will alleviate at least a third of the pressure that you have against you today. George Soros, we need funding for R2Sense on all social media.
Okay.
And that being said, George Soros will fund our operation. It's just a matter of waiting now. Anyways. So, moving along, I realized that we always have to be learning anything and everything we set out to do. You always have to learn something. Most people don't bother learning something, so if you're most people that don't bother learning something, I'm here to try to teach you something. Today, we learned that in some occasions, something changes the course of history. But let me tell you what we learned today. Today, I learned a space jelly soared over Florida, thanks to the SpaceX launched. Jellyfish are common sights along the Florida coast, but who watched the latest rocket launch from the Kennedy Space Center were treated to a unique sight. Friday morning, SpaceX launch generated a visual phenomenon known as space jellyfish, rewarding people who got up early to see the Falcon 9 rocket launch with a striking spectacle. An ethereal cloud of illuminating gases highlighted against the pre-dawnness. The space jelly phenomenon occurs when the rocket lifts off in the hours around dawn or dusk. A spectator, shit, I don't even know how to read, might be standing in total darkness, but as the craft reaches high altitudes, the sun rays illuminate plume of gases in its trails. The effect resembles a jellyfish, medusa, bell, and tentacles. Friday's effects varied depending on where people were standing when they saw the rocket. As images posted online online show, some observers saw a horizontal streak of silver, while others looked what looked like a billowing luminous cloud. While the space jelly effect only evokes the animal actual jellyfish, the animal actually jellyfish have also visited space in 1991. NASA sent thousands of small jellyfish in orbit aboard the space shuttle Columbia to study how they react to microgravity. So today I learned the space jelly phenomenon occurs when a rocket lifts off the... Today, I learned a space jelly phenomenon occurs when a rocket lifts off in the hours around dawn or dusk and creates a Medusa bell-shaped plume of gas. So, you dumb fucks, it is not aliens. Is gas coming down back to the earth on top of people? As if we didn't need any more contamination. Now we pour burned fuel in the ocean. As we have been. So what the fuck am I surprised about? Anyways. So we learn that it is a phenomenon that occurs when they are launching a rocket. And it's not goddamn aliens like a lot of you dumb fucks thought it was. Oh, the aliens are visiting. Oh, my goodness. They're going to take over the world. Guess what? Bad people have taken over the world, and yet you do not worry. Worry more for the earth instead of what the fuck's happening out there. Anyways. Study settles debates over origins of ants and bees. Now, this is very interesting because I never thought about it, but when I saw the article, I was like, well, what the fuck? Where do they come from? Now I need to know. Ants and bees, which by all appearances seem so different, are creepy crawling cousins. According to a new research published in the recent issues of Current Biology, the new finding shows equivocally the ants' closest living relatives are a super family called Apoidea, which includes bees and some solitary hunting wasps. Within the superfamily of Apoideas, two subfamilies of hunting wasps that include just over 2,000 species in total are the sister group or closest living relative to bees, which includes over 20,000 described species, according to the study. The study, which used cutting-edge DNA sequencing techniques to take a look at the taxonomic relationship among wasps, bees, and ants, helped settle an ongoing debate about the origins of ants and bees. There has been a long history of studying these questions, but now with the ability of DNA sequencing data, CRISPR, the scope of analysis has grown much larger, said Brian Danforth, professor of the entomology and co-author of the papers, Michael Bransters, currently at the USDA Bee Biology and Systematic Labs, and former postdoctoral researcher at the Smith Institution National Museum of History. So therefore, today I learn that ants evolved from waspuses. Today I learned that ants evolved from waspuses. Anyways, just so you know, people need to learn that things have an origin, just like us humans have an origin. And being Religious Freedom Day, you need to know that, yes, you did come from a type of monkey not the monkey, but a type of a monkey, not even a monkey, an ape, meaning a gorilla. You are a hairless gorilla. You are a disgusting gorilla. That's what we are. We are a human ape. That's what we named it, just so you know. You don't come from God, because God was not an ape. God is the earth. God damn it. I do believe that. I wholeheartedly believe that. And nobody is going to change my mind. Change my mind. Anyways.
Okay.
Okay. Let's reconnect. Robert, I am the guy who emailed you with, who you emailed a few times last year, who you emailed with a few times last year. You were a mechanic with bodies, tattoos, living in the Valley area. Hit me up again. Again, who the fuck is reading Craigslist for dates? There is no more, what was the section where they had? I don't know. Anyways, but there was a section where prostitution occurred a lot, and that is not happening anymore. Anyways, white socks over 60. Just a quick shout out to all the overweight sock guys. Let's do it again. Thanks. What happened? I know what happens when white socks are on only the socks. I've been there myself. It's for traction. White socks are for traction. Driving on Eastern, you were driving a black truck, or maybe silver. I don't even fucking remember. My blood was in my dick, so I don't remember. On Eastern and blank, and pulled up next to me, and we smile at each other, reach out to see you. This happened around 3 p.m. today. Please describe me or my card if you respond. This one gets interesting. I'm a female, by the way. Jesus Christ. I thought this was...
okay.
Only fat dudes trying to get somebody to respond to them who they saw in the street. This is amazing. Now, this we probably need to screenshot because this doesn't happen every day. It just is there. But it does happen, apparently. We came across one finally after 6 months of reading fucking misconnections on Craigslist. We finally came to one where it's a female requesting the request. Her seeing you in the street and wanting to reconnect with you. Yup, yup. Anyways, this is pretty exciting. I never came across anything like this. I've always come across only like big fat dudes trying to request another big fat dude that they saw in the street that smiled at him. Yeah, it does happen. Anyways, moving on. Chicken place. You were there Monday around noon. You were with an older sister or friend. That's pretty creepy to assume that was a sister or friend. What is wrong with you people? Anyways, you are super cute. I just finished working. Your friend used the bathroom. You waited behind me. I thought you were so fine. What is this? I am gonna say this is a male making a request for another male they saw walking in a bathroom. Pretty, pretty interesting. It's all fun and games until you walk wrong. Anyways, we're going to move on to Ask Oscar. I just saw someone buying Drano and cupcakes at Walmart. What is the weirdest shopping list you've seen, R2Cents? Let me tell you, that's pretty weird. But I will push back in this. What if it was a father buying cupcakes because he had to go to the store because the drains got clogged, but the kids going out the door yelled, "Hey, Daddy, bring me some cupcakes." What if the kid did that? Well, let me tell you, you are an asshole for asking that question. But I will tell you what is the weirdest combination I've seen and I purchased myself. And that is cucumber with olive oil. Yes, cucumber with olive oil. Just those two items, nothing else. That is pretty weird. Anyways, let's listen to another one. We got one more. If someone's using their power to purposely get someone written up or fired at work, is that considered harassment? That is considered one of two things. You either bring the fight to their ass, or it's time to move on from that fucking job, because obviously, that if it's a job, it shouldn't be important to you. It should only be important to that loser fucking trying to make your life miserable. So don't fall into the ratting game with them. Just either, well, yeah, I guess you do either. You fall into it straightforward, or you try to move along. But people are assholes. People are jerks. Anyways, we have pet peeves. People who sneeze and do not cover their mouth. Oh, what the fuck is wrong with people? People, if you are sneezing, use your fucking shoulder to cover your goddamn mouth, as if we have not gone through a pandemic and we did not learn to sneeze and wash our hands. Did we forget already in 2 years? 3 years. But did we forget? It seems like we have. But ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank for sticking around for the rest of the episode. Thank me in the comments for getting a fucking camera. Jesus Christ. This was our 2 cents with your host, Oscar. And 2 cents.